And today we are joined on the phone by Sergeant Evans of the Saugeen Shores Police Service. Hello, Sergeant Evans. How are you?
Good, JC. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to talk to you. Always nice to talk to a police officer. I'm not in trouble, though. Nobody's in trouble. It's actually Police Week right now, which is a great way to celebrate the police and also what they do with our community. So let's talk about Saugeen Shores Police Service and the Police Week festivities. I know there's a big one that's going to be happening on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, May 18th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the police station in Port Elgin, Saugeen Shores Police Station, that is. We have a free barbecue put on by the Saugeen Shores Rotary Club. So that's open to anybody who wants to come in and meet and greet with some of our officers. Of note, that day we'll have one of our constables there, retired constable Doug Line. He's going to do a history exhibition of the Saugeen Shores Police Service. If anybody knows Doug Line, he is a walking history machine. He knows everything about Saugeen Shores, Southampton, Port Elgin. He's a unique officer because he was involved in almost every incarnation of the Saugeen Shores Police, from Southampton Police to Port Elgin Southampton Police, then ultimately Saugeen Shores Police. Also at this event, there's going to be exhibits put on by the Special Olympics. Special Olympians will be there, victim services, Crime Stoppers, basically anything that our community partners will be there and will be showing what they do and how they relate to the police service. And that kind of ties into what the theme of the 2023 Police Week is. And this Police Week is put on, or is it's a concept by the Ontario Associations of Chiefs of Police. And this year's theme is Building Bridges, Celebrating Police Partnerships. So people can come down to the police station on the 18th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., enjoy some barbecue, and learn about the police service.
And one thing for those that are planning to attend, I understand that you're also going to be collecting non-perishable food items as well for the food bank?
Yes, actually, we're starting to collect them now, right until the end of Police Week, which ends on May the 20th. And they can just simply drop them off at the police station. They can bring them on May 18th. We've already had some people just drop them off in our foyer, which is open 24 hours a day. And they can be picked up by our other media officer who's looking after that, and that is Stacey Gordon.
All right. And I understand there's also going to be a bike registration event on Wednesday as well for, I guess, anyone that wants to register their bike with the police.
You know what? It's an excellent idea. And Stacey Gordon has put this on. She's done pop-up events, and this is probably the second or third one we've done in the last year. And one thing we see in our community is a lot of abandoned bicycles that aren't claimed. And it's hard for us as a police service to manage that property and get it back to the rightful owner, because sometimes they're just not, people don't follow up on their bicycles that are missing. I know I certainly would, but certainly this is something that would be a benefit for them to get their bicycles back, because ultimately after we hold them for a certain amount of time, we can sell those bicycles. We'd rather have them back in the hands of the owners.
All right. So another part of Thursday's big event to keep in mind, part of Police Week, the Saugeen Shores Police Service will be celebrating with that barbecue happening from 3 to 6 p.m. at the station at 1240 Mackenzie Road in Port Elgin. Sergeant Evans, is there anything else about Police Week or anything else from the Saugeen Shores Police Service that we should know about?
Well, there's always a lot going on. It's a busy time of the year for us. We have a traffic enforcement campaign that leads into the May 2-4 long weekend. And we do this from time to time, especially when the traffic increases. And usually that's around the long weekends in the summer. And so for this year, we're targeting aggressive drivers. It's an enforcement education campaign. We always say the most successful campaign is where we don't lay any tickets. That has never happened. So we're hoping for people to do their part and keep the roads safe, and we will be out there.
Definitely be safe this weekend with the long weekend coming up, and don't forget to attend Thursday's barbecue at the Saugeen Shores Police Service Station. Sergeant Evans, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today about Police Week. Thank you for everything that you and your officers do to keep us all safe.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.